What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you have any questions concerning the rights I've just read to you?
No one should be denied access to justice on the basis that they cannot afford legal representation, and that is where the Legal Aid Council, LAC, comes in. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Legal Aid Council was established by the Legal Aid Act 1997, which came into effect on May 1, 2000. The LAC, through its Duty Counsel program, provides attorneys at law who are available to persons in police custody, either as a result of being a suspect in a criminal matter or charged with an offense, but are yet to appear in a court of law.
Duty Counsel provides representation for question and answer, identification parade, lockup visits, and for bail application at the police station or at court.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council and Attorney at Law, Hugh Faulkner. There is no cost for the Duty Counsel service. For fiscal year 2015-2016, more than 8,000 persons benefited from legal aid services. A new Duty Counsel list has been completed and is expected to be made available to the public in a few weeks. This list has the names of the attorneys who are mandated by the Legal Aid Council to provide representation for persons taken into police custody and who are unable to afford a lawyer. Each police station has a list of the names and contact information of Duty Counsel available to that station. The detainee may ask the police to contact the Duty Counsel. No questioning of the suspect should be done in the absence of his or her lawyer.
We will place the list on the Ministry of Justice website so that it is accessible, and we will be disseminating the list. In fact, we are doing the actual printing for the parish lists and circulate them to the Police High Command for distribution, and we will also physically distribute them. We will also ensure that justices of the peace, who are reference points for many persons within communities, they also must be aware of the list.
Mr. Faulkner says each parish is assigned a specific number of attorneys, with Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine having a larger list of options.
The numbers vary from parish to parish, but in some instances, more than 100 attorneys for the larger parishes. And for the smaller parishes, sometimes you may have 30 or thereabouts.
Mr. Faulkner says it is routine practice to update the Duty Counsel list. The last update was in 2015.
From time to time, we actually update the list because you may have lawyers who have given good service but who are deceased. You may have lawyers who have migrated. You may have lawyers who would have been criminal advocates, who would have shifted to civil law, etc. A number of reasons.
Every Jamaican, regardless of their economic status or socioeconomic background, are entitled to legal aid.
If the representation is to go further and continue to representation in court, then there's an application form which includes a means test where a contribution may be required. It's not mandatory, because in some instances, persons at the time of coming in conflict with the law are without resources, and they are most deserving of representation.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council and Attorney at Law, Hugh Faulkner.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbour Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.